Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Oh, Mrs. Shirley, we got your Christmas card the other day, and my family and I are very flattered that you remembered us. Corporate cards.
Don't forget that report, Bill.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Kiss my ass. Kiss his ass. Kiss your ass. Happy Hanukkah.
Okay, and... are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, it's Kevin Nealon, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Yeah.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
7, 8.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com. My name is Will Koontz, back with you again. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. Any comments or concerns can be left there 24-7. I won't answer, but I will happily listen to what you have to say. Twitter, home_made_man. Same thing on Instagram. Follow Radio St. Pete at Radio St. Pete. Radio STPE. T.E. I hope you're well. I'm good. I'm getting antsy. The holidays are in full swing. What did I tell you? Halloween? I told you on Halloween. It's just going to race right for it. And it did. I was right again. I'm trying to figure out what the hell to get people for Christmas. There's a few people. I mean, obviously, you got to get your folks. Got to get them a little something. I always feel bad. I don't know. I mean, I know them. Right? I grew up with them. They raised me. I've known them for 34 years. I don't know what they like. I have no idea what to get these people. It's infuriating every year. And then when you ask them, of course, they go, I don't want anything, honey. Don't worry about it. Yeah, I know, okay? I understand that. But just tell me something that you want, because I'm going to get you something anyways. And I'd rather it be something that you want as opposed to something that you don't, that you're not going to use. I usually do for my parents, just do like a movie card thing. They can go to they have those Cine Bistro things, and then get them an evening out together, which is nice. But I don't know, it'd be nice to get them something in addition to that. I have no idea what to do. It's infuriating, and they're no help. I feel like now, as an adult human being, that I would rather just have things. The best gifts are things that you need, but you don't want to buy. So for me, if you want to get me anything, toilet paper, underwear. I'm good on socks. Thank you, though. Actually, I'm good on underwear, too. That's what my mom got me this year for my birthday. She asked me, and that's when I get my underwear on my birthday every year now for the year. And then I'm good, and I don't have to buy it. And it's fantastic, and I love it. I got Anna Hummel, I'm her co-host for Stay Woke. I wanted to get her something, you know, just a little something to show, you know, it's just the time of the year where you do that. So I got her, she ran that St. Pete Run Fest, we ran that thing, and I bought myself a picture, and she was talking about how she also wants a picture, but she's too cheap to buy it. So, bam, that's a perfect gift. Something she wants, she doesn't want to buy, boom, there you go, Anna. Forward her the link. She was super happy about it. So those are the best gifts, things that you want to, that you need. Like, I almost thought about asking, because my dad asks kind of the same things usually. He did not this year, though. My dad is, I was going to say my dad's like me, but I'm like him. We're both cheap. So I got that from him, I suppose. So whenever I ask for something, the year before I asked for headphones, And I wanted good headphones, though, not cheap headphones that he gets out of a catalog. And that's what he would have bought if I didn't tell him the specific brand and make of the thing that I'm looking for. And then I did. You know, you're not surprised, but it's something you want. So that's the trade-off there, of course. But, oh, my gosh, what do you get your parents for Christmas? 813-693-2124 if you have any suggestions. I would appreciate it. I need all the help I can get. HMB Radio on Facebook. You can email me at thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com. If you want some stickers, I still have a bunch. I ordered a bunch, so still handing those out, and I want you to have them. So, you know, take them. Christmas time is approaching, though, very, very quickly. And I was talking to my boss at work, and he was talking about how, you know, he's scared that his daughter is, she's just losing the luster for Christmas. She's figuring it out, you know? She's figuring out that maybe things, the magic isn't quite there, that it's people perpetrating these presents under the tree every year, and maybe not the man himself. So he's concerned that, you know, he's already afraid. And it's true, you know, I remember as a kid, I think it was about third or fourth grade, you start talking amongst your peers, you know, and figuring stuff out. But you always lie. I mean, you keep the lie going as long as you can, because when you're a kid, you feel like, if I say something that I'm not going to get. So you just kind of keep the lie alive for a long time. But he's noticing that she's figuring things out, asking questions now. But my gosh, he was telling me all the technology that they have now to keep the lie going. And you can get on this. It used to be you'd have to have, you know, your uncle or your granddad call up on the phone and pretend to be Santa Claus. But, you know, kids obviously can tell it's their grandfather on the phone or whatever, or their uncle. They know, but they play along, too. It's almost like both sides are placating each other in this whole thing. But now you can just get this app, you know, you type a name in, and then Santa will FaceTime on the iPhone to your kid and, like, say its name and everything like that. It just needs a few prompts, and then, boom, full fraudulent mode. It just fakes out your kids. I think that would do it, but I guess even the kids know now with the technology to come up with, they just, you know, it's not good enough now because they have, I don't know, they use the phones and stuff, so they're just aware of how things can be faked, I guess. So, I don't know, you were talking about the elf on the shelf thing, too. The elf on the shelf is the thing that it's a doll, and every night you move it, you know, and the kid comes out and goes, oh my God, it moved around over the night. And then the elf tells Santa, you know, if you were good or bad. And I was like, man, that would be, why don't you just use that all year round? That seems like it would be a great hustle, get the kids to listen, at least while it works, you know, for a year or two before they figure it out. But man, just keep it out all year round. You could dress it up, make it an Easter, you know, elf. Yeah, it's going to the Easter Bunny now. Where's the Easter Bunny live? Don't know, but he's going to report there, so you better behave yourself. Cupid, you could make it a little Cupid guy. That would be easy enough. Just put some wings on the back. So you could just do it with every holiday, and then you could just keep the myth and the lie alive to, you know, make your kids behave. That seems like a good idea to me. Do you have any holiday traditions? Do you lie to your children? 813-693-2124 is the number here. So some good news I saw, you know, the park down at, I think it's like near Vinoy Park or whatever here in St. Pete, they always do this really, it's terrible. Sorry, but it's one of those fake ice skating things where they put out basically the polycarbonate mats or whatever, and you can kind of skate, in quotes, skate on it with rubber skates. But this year, they're going to ship in real ice. That's right. For years, this is from the Tampa Bay Times, by the way, for years kids have settled for a plastic sheet, that's it, of glice to slip around at the downtown waterfront Christmas display. But this year, this city is setting up a real ice rink that will open until January 7th and will only be closed on Christmas Day. Sessions are $10 for an hour and include free skates. Or include ice skates. You don't have to bring them home, obviously. You've got to bring your own socks. Or you can purchase socks at the ice skating rink for $2 a pair. And that's right at the park down there, 480 Bayshore Drive Southeast, right near the Vinoy down there. the hours Saturday and Sundays from 1 to 9:30 p.m. And it's only only closed on Christmas Day. It keeps going pretty much that same schedule, and it will go till January 7th, so that's pretty neat. The city is also hosting a free holiday Movies in the Park this month, so bring a blanket or lawn chairs and settle into Vinoy Park at 5th Avenue Northeast for movies starting at 7 p.m. Friday, or, sorry, we missed Friday. I'm recording this a little early, of course. Friday, they showed the Santa Claus, though. Great. Sorry you missed it. And then December 21st, they're going to be showing Santa Buddies, The Legend of Santa Paws. Don't know what that is, but I'm sure it'll be great. So if you want to get into the spirit, you can. And for more information, visit stpeteparksandrec.org/holiday event.
You're listening to The Homemade Broadcast on RadioStPete.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by Truvi Salon and Spa. 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Petersburg. I hope you checked out the holiday party. It was open to the public. I hope you got 10% off curling irons. And it's not too late if you need some holiday shopping to complete and there's a lady in your life or perhaps a metrosexual man that needs beauty goods, stop by Truvi Salon and Spa this holiday season. 8908 4th Street North, Unit B. Truvi is spelled T-R-U-V as in victory, Y, salonandspa.com. Make your appointment. Look good. Feel good this holiday season. And homemadepodcasts.com. I know this business. I love this business because it's my little side business I'm trying to grow here. If you are a person who's interested in podcasting and just don't know what you're doing, believe it or not, I do know what I'm doing. I'm doing it right now. I'm speaking to you through that medium. And I can help you on your journey. If you're a business that wants to create some sort of audio content for your website, or an individual just looking to get involved in a hobby of podcasting, hit me up. Let's do this thing. Homemade Podcasts. Don't forget the S.com. There's a contact page on there. Email me. Let's talk. Let's work together. Or if you're a business that's looking to advertise with a small program here in town that plays on Radio St. Pete, perhaps, and you want to find a new way to advertise, well, let's do it. Visit hmbradio.com and let's work together, shall we? 813-693-2124. And this week on Stay Woke. Stay Woke is a radio program. It's on 102.5 The Bone, Monday through Friday, every weeknight at midnight after the Johnny B Show. You can check it out, get the app, download it on your I don't know why I'm being so matter of fact. But you should download the app, the 102.5 The Bone app, and you can get it on demand if you're not up at midnight. The previous show runs 24 hours on a nonstop loop, so you can get it whenever you want. There's lots of other great shows on there, including the Mike Calta Show, Drew Garabo Live, Roger and JP, Soul Brother Kevin. Oh, man, so much good stuff. The best talk radio in Tampa Bay, certainly, if not the country, available right at your fingertips. So download the app. But Stay Woke is a show with Anna Hummel and myself, and we chat about things. And this week, since it's getting to be Christmas time, we had a, I don't know, it's kind of a sore subject. I actually had a few beers before, which I probably could get in trouble for, so don't tell on me. I had a few beers at dinner, and I was feeling good going in there. Let's just put it that way. It was a Friday, you know, and we started talking about some cow professor in Minnesota accused God of raping Mary to conceive Jesus. Yeah, I know that's kind of offensive during this time of year, but I didn't say it. This dumb bitch did. So I don't know what you want me to do, but we talked about it. And you can hear a clip from that talk right now.
We're going to talk about something more fun. We're going to talk about how God raped Mary, okay? That's way more fun.
Wow.
This made my atheist heart so happy today, okay? So apparently, God wrongfully impregnated teenage virgin Mary without consent, says a Minnesota professor. Now, when I saw this, I laughed. And I've made jokes about this before. I'm pretty sure last year I posted something with the Virgin Mary and I just said hashtag me too.
Yeah.
Sort of a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So clearly this wasn't an independent or this was an independent thought that somebody else also thought about, that this happened to a teenage girl. She was just minding her own business, trying to live life, maybe eating some, I don't know what they eat, lamb and...
Matzah?
No.
No?
No. Maybe.
Hay?
Hey, you know, try not to die from dysentery,
yeah,
whatever,
yeah,
that sort of thing.
Find, yeah.
And she gets impregnated by God against her will, and this is what Tucker Max and some other dude has to say about it.
Okay. Tucker Max?
Well, it's a bit on Fox News.
Oh, Tucker Carlson.
What did I say, Tucker Max?
Tucker Max.
Oh, my God.
Tucker Carlson. I was going to say, I don't know why
I read
he...
both his books, by the way.
Did you?
He's a phenomenal author. Fantastic.
I heard he just ripped everything. Like, he just stole all his
stuff.
I already made it up.
I don't care. It was written so well. I hope They Serve Beer in Hell was one of the best books I've ever read. It was so goddamn funny.
Really?
But he's totally changed now. I saw an interview with him about a year ago.
Yeah.
And he's, like, completely changed. He's kind of like, you know, a wild party boy that's... Not that he's, like,
a born-again
Christian, but he kind
of
had that, like, I want to help people. I want to show people. I'm like, God damn it. I remember when you were having anal sex.
Yeah, being a scumbag.
Banging a midget in Vegas. And those stories are so great. And people were like, you know, they're not real. And I said, I don't care. So, again, this is not Tucker Max.
Tucker Carlson, yeah.
This is Tucker Carlson on Fox News. Tomato, tomato. Okay, it's supposed to play, though. Oh, that's because I did the wrong thing. Okay, just hold on, everybody.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
Hold on.
No, we got an hour.
It's going to work now.
How dare you? Mm. Okay, another thing. A Minnesota State University professor tweeted this week that Mary the Virgin could not have consented to the conception of Christ and that God was behaving, therefore, in a, quote, predatory manner. That professor, whose salary is paid for by taxpayers, also tweeted himself decorating a Christmas tree with satanic ornaments. Have you taken any of his classes, Mark Stein?
No. And the reason is this is the thing that this is because 50 years ago, this kind of shallow banality would have been the province of a drunk undergraduate at 3 a.m.
Hey, I thought of that idea myself.
I mean, basically, the idea that God has gotten the Virgin Mary back to his pad and she's saying, I really must go. And he's saying, oh, baby, it's cold outside and put some records on while I pour. I miss the days when atheists were at least intelligent enough to take seriously what they were porting to knock down.
That's rude, but no. It's funny, but it's not wrong. I mean, here's the thing. They don't even really discuss what it means. They just kind of scoff it off and laugh because they're like, can you believe they said that? Why is that so ridiculous? God impregnated Mary. She didn't say yes. Now she has a baby that she didn't ask for. Sounds like a rape to me. I don't know.
Yeah, that was my thing, too. I was thinking, like, yes, it's weird, but it's not wrong. And that leads to, oh, my God, I hope I don't get in trouble for saying it. If God, I don't even know if I want to.
Yeah.
If God.
Say it.
God raped Mary. Is rape so bad?
Oh, no.
I know, but it's the Almighty, right? If he forced Mary into something against her consent, what does that mean for the rest of us? That's all I'm saying. Oh, God.
I don't like what you're saying.
I'm just throwing a thought experiment out there. That's all. I don't really agree with that. I would like to hereby release 102.5 The Bone from that comment and Cox Media Group Tampa and even myself, but... It goes to say...
If so facto is what you're doing.
If that is the case...
Then it must be that it's okay.
Not that it's okay, but it's up for discussion, perhaps.
Let go of your balls. Let go of your balls. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. I would like to hear... religious people or people who believe in the Immaculate Conception kind of explain this one. So Jesus didn't really, I mean, I guess his father is God, his father's not Joseph. So is Joseph just like a pawn in this whole scheme? Well, what's the point of Joseph? Why did Mary have to be married? It's like she had to be married, but she also had sex with God, but she was a virgin. But why was she a virgin if she was married? Like, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I think Joseph is kind of like the stepdad. Mm. You know what I mean? I mean,
he
it was probably,
kind of, you know, cuckolded, if you ask me.
I would say by a lot.
The original.
Yeah, the original C-U-C-K. Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure. But I don't know. I mean, what was that like with Jesus knowing that this guy is not his real dad the whole time? Like,
I don't know.
Coming down and being like, yeah, you coming with me on the weekends. But, you know, we're going to go to the ball game. It's going to be great. But then he's got to go back to Joseph, old Joseph. And
Joseph has
to be like, do your homework and all this stuff.
Does Joseph know, though? You know, is he the
Joseph know?
Is he the cuckolded one that's taking care of a kid that's not his? Mm. Like, that'd be kind of ridiculous.
I like to think that he knows. I like to picture in my mind God dropping off Jesus back off at mom's house, you know, at the end. And yeah. Joseph's there, like, with his arms folded.
Right.
Like, hey, Jesus, good to see you again, man. Come on, we got to get ready for school in the morning.
It's like, oh, I hate my stepdad.
Yeah, and it's just, oh, stepdad sucks. He was, like, the original one. I feel bad for Joseph, man.
Yeah, me too. I feel like he's a pretty insignificant character. But there's lots of problems with the whole story, the whole setup. Number one, Mary is a teenager. What is she? Does it say her age in the Bible? I don't know. I'm guessing probably tops like 14. I'm guessing 14. So that's statutory.
I'll tell you what. I have a machine in
mm-hmm.
front of me.
Mm-hmm.
That
That'll tell you.
Me to,
All right. I would like to guess. I'm going to say 14, final answer. I know people had kids very early in those days because they mm-hmm. often died very early. So I'm sure they were marrying girls off like right when they hit puberty, maybe like, ooh. I don't know, 10, 11. Oh, is it 13?
Oh,
is
boy.
It 13? What is it?
I'm looking it up right now.
What are you finding?
According to Wikipedia right now. Some say that at the time of her, but I don't know these words, to Joseph, Mary was 12 to 14 years old, and he was 90 years old.
90?
Joseph, you sick freak. Okay, I don't feel bad for Joseph anymore after this. Mary could have
Bethroned?
What does that mean?
I think like have sex or something.
Oh, get it in?
Yeah.
Okay, at about 12. Oh, my goodness.
Betrothed. Is that the word you're looking for? Hold on. I got you. Oh, God damn
it.
Hold on one second.
What the hell was that?
Here we go.
Betrothed.
Betrothed. I'm sorry. Betrothed.
What does that mean?
The person
though?
To whom one is engaged. So how long have you known your betrothed?
And he was 90.
Okay. Yeah. They round up. People were not living to 90 back then.
God.
Listen,
no,
they said Abraham was like 400.
Yeah, that's
or,
what they said. Like, you used to be able to live for a long time.
Or Methuselah. God, I don't know where that came from, but I feel like old as Methuselah. I remember my bubby saying that.
Yeah.
And Methuselah was like 1,000 years old. They
and there
round
were giants
up.
And stuff walking
yeah,
around, too.
Again,
yeah,
yeah.
Mythical land back
right,
then.
Right,
right.
Yeah. David and Goliath, all these made-up stories. Mm-hmm. You're on Stay Woke. Who's this? Oh God,
Jason!
What's up, Jason?
No, this is the best Bible discussion I've ever heard.
Oh, thank you. This is a Bible study 101 on Stay Woke with Anna and Will. Welcome.
Well, no, but what's funny is if you take the opinion that all these people have about how offensive everything is, just like it's cold outside, you want to read your own opinion into it.
Yeah,
that's exactly what happened.
That is exactly what happened, right?
And that's my opinion, so yeah. I must be right. And, you know, let's go. It is the funniest GD thing ever.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. So what is your religious background, Jason?
I'm a fellow Jew.
You're a fellow
oh, nice.
Jew. Are you
oh,
practicing
yeah,
Jew? Yeah, Shabbat Shalom.
No. I gave up after my bar mitzvah.
Dude, me too. Well, bar mitzvah.
Oh, you got
same
paid.
Thing.
Yeah, well, actually, mine was B'nai because I had it with my sister.
Mm. Oh, that sucks. You have a twin sister or something? I'm assuming.
No. She was older. She had to wait.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So we just ended up doing it together. But, yep. Yeah, actually.
It was. Wow. I know. It's supposed to be your introduction into the adult Jewish community. It was my farewell party. Never went back.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, thanks for the money, everybody. It's been fun.
Yeah,
peace out.
Yeah, we were given the choice. We could continue if we wanted to, and we were like, nah.
Dude, I see that happening with so many Jewish people. There's like a huge, I say Jewish atheist. People are like, that's an oxymoron. It's not, because you were raised Jewish. You're culturally Jewish. You have Tay-Sachs in your family, but now you become an atheist. I see it happening all the time. All the time. Anyways, Jason, thank you so much for calling in.
All right, have a good night.
You too, man. Have a good one. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. I want to hear about what you guys think about these stories. And there's lots of stories. There's like Jonah and the whale, and there's Moses parting the Red Sea. The thing that kind of, I don't know, I don't understand how people live such data-driven lives, right? Like we go to our doctor, we take the meds that they prescribe for us because we believe that science is a real thing and it's going to help us. We eat certain foods because we think that they're healthy for us. We don't, or less of us are smoking cigarettes because we know it's bad for our health based on science. But we're going to believe that a ghost impregnated a woman that became the Son of God and died for all of our sins? I just don't get it, man. I don't understand it, people. And I see it, and I don't want to say it like I see it with smart people as if, you know, people who believe in these sorts of things are not smart. That's not what I'm saying. But like, I think the thing that upsets me the most about Ben Shapiro, who I deeply, deeply admire, he's an Orthodox Jewish person, but he's a conservative pundit. He's an author. He's a speaker. He's one of the most brilliant people of our generation, I would argue. If I don't know if you agree or not. Ben Shapiro?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
The way that he always talks about how facts don't care about your feelings, he's very, very data-driven, you know, all that sort of stuff. But when he starts talking about religion, all of that logic, all of that reason just goes out the window. Mm-hmm. It completely does. And then he starts using different language instead of like, you know, evidence shows and proof and all of this stuff. It's like, I feel, I think, I desire. How could it be any other way? I'm like, dude, that's not the Ben Shapiro I know and love. What the hell? But it is. Religion is in a different category, man. We live our lives very much based on science every single day. But then when it comes to religion, we believe in things that are supernatural. So they exceed the natural world, and we can't explain it. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Do you believe any of these stories?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know if I do or not. I feel like they come from lore, obviously. There's probably a lot of hyperbole in all these things.
Perhaps.
Pretty much every story that was ever written was written in the Bible, between Shakespeare and the Bible. It's just retelling of those stories over and over again. So that makes me think that maybe there is something to it. I don't know. There's no physical evidence of this.
No.
I kind of think that maybe it is real. All these stories are real in the Bible. And then God just kind of threw in the towel at a certain point. He was just like, you know what? You people are on your own. I tried. I'm going to go.
Okay.
Good luck to you. And then he just kind of backs off and walks away, and this is what we got now.
Yeah,
we did pretty good for ourselves,
well,
I gotta say.
These stories that were written down, or, you know, the Bible, I think it was written down, at least the New Testament, like hundreds of years after the life of Christ. So I think it was word of mouth mostly, and then people were like, maybe we should write this S down, and then they did. And you know how your friend always gets the story wrong? Imagine like 400 years of telephone, right. And then you're gonna write it down and you're like, was it a river? No, it was a sea he parted. Oh, okay, you know. I don't know. To me, it just sounds like overpopularized fairy tales. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, they're great stories. And like I said, they're repeated throughout history over and over again.
Yeah.
There's got to be something to them. I mean, we've kept them for so long.
Well, just because you told a lie 1,000 years ago and everybody believes the lie doesn't give it more credibility than if you made up a lie yesterday. So.
I know. And throw that out the window.
Throw the lie out the window.
Think about all the other things that the Bible does teach. The good things it teaches. I know it teaches a lot of bad things.
That women are property?
Well, yeah, that's one of the good things. That's what I like about them. No, but I mean, you know, there's lots of, you know, the Ten Commandments, right? Those are pretty much good, or at least the first five.
Yeah,
you know, we could probably
for the most part,
the half,
I feel like there were lots of clauses, like, you know, do not murder your neighbor unless, you know, they don't believe in me, then you can slaughter them, cut off their balls. Like, it's just a bunch of BS. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ruin everybody's weekend.
No.
But here's the effed up thing, though, Will, is I think that people would be more offended by me saying, you know what? I don't think that God is real. I think that statement is more offensive than me saying, you know what? I think God's a rapist. People are like, okay, we can kind of explain away
real.
The rapist.
Yeah.
But if I say God wasn't real, like, I don't believe Mary was impregnated because I don't know if she even existed. I don't know. Maybe.
I would say that's probably true. But it was, I mean, like I said, on the surface of this whole thing, it seems like, yeah, that's absolutely correct. I mean, she didn't give consent to it. It was a holy ghost that took her by the night. Do you think he wooed her?
God?
Or, yeah. Do you think he had to, like, charm her, or do you just, like, get in there? You know, was he aggressive with it? Or
penis. So I don't think he's, like, a physical body. Mm. It's like, I think he just implanted it.
Oh, kind of touched her and then just, like...
I don't think God has a physical body. Isn't that the whole... I don't think he, like, bed her.
He didn't make love to her.
I don't think he made love to her. I think she woke up and she's like, oh, I'm pregnant. What happened? And how did God slip in there before Joseph did? They were married.
Well, Joseph was probably getting in there too, I would say, right?
She was
but he's
a
also
virgin.
90.
She was a virgin, allegedly.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, who knows? Oh, people just like to make they want to make her sound very pristine and pure. Oh, Virgin Mary, yada yada yada.
Yeah, so there you go. It's the it seemed appropriate and inappropriate at the same time to play that clip regarding that thing, but it is the season and people are out of their minds. So why not highlight these folks? And call him out for being stupid. I don't know. 813-693-2124 is the number here. If you have any questions or concerns, if you want to yell at me about that clip, that's cool. Make sure you listen to Stay Woke. Download the Radio St. Pete app to keep up with shows. TampaBayPodcast.com, HMBRadio.com. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Because Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. And I hope you have a great week. I hope your Christmas is good. Although I think I'm going to do a show next week. So I will talk to you before Christmas. So I'm not going to do that yet. Have a great week. My name is Will Koontz. This is HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com. And bye-bye. See ya. Okay. Take care. Bye.
Have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.